Allow me, Mr. President, to congratulate you for your election to chair this meeting and also to congratulate the Director General, Dr. Margaret Chan, for the able manner in which she has led this institution. Mr. President, Kenya anchors its development on a healthy population as articulated by our Constitution and National Development Blueprint, Vision 2030. The government prioritizes healthcare and continues to invest heavily in health programs that accelerate attainment of universal health coverage. Mr. President, as we transition from Millennium Development Goals to Sustainable Development Goals, we note with satisfaction that the implementation of MDGs led to improved health indicators. In Kenya, infant mortality, under five mortality and maternal mortality declined significantly over the last 5 years. The reduction of infant and child mortality rates is attributed to intensified immunization activities, including mass campaigns, early detection and case management of malaria, as well as use of insecticide-treated mosquito nets. It will be important for this assembly to note that in 2015, Kenya was cited as the only country on the way to meet World Health Assembly nutrition targets. Kenya is currently undertaking HPV pilot vaccination in preparation for a nationwide rollout and has introduced rotavirus in the national routine vaccine schedule. A countrywide measles rubella vaccination campaign is currently going on. Access to reproductive health has led to increased delivery and a skilled attendance and contraceptive prevalence rates improved significantly. This is as a result of the introduction of free maternity services and abolition of user fees at primary health care facilities in 2013 under the current leadership of His Excellency President Kenyatta. Mr. President, Kenya remains committed to the polio endgame strategy of eradicating polio by 2018. Kenya has been polio-free for now close to 3 years, with the last case of world poliovirus being reported in 2013. We will maintain this status by strengthening routine immunization and sustaining a robust surveillance system so that we can attain this goal. Mr. President, we must sustain the momentum generated by the MDGs in order to attain SDG targets. SDG 3 aspires to ensure health and well-being for all through universal health coverage, expanding access to safe, affordable, effective medicines and vaccines for all through research and development. We need to build on new evidence, increase the resilience of health systems, improve the quality of health services and equitable coverage, and work with health-enhancing sectors to meet this goal. Constraints in health resources due to increased health demands requires innovative funding mechanism to meet the needs of our people. Mr. President, this year's agenda lays special emphasis on emergency preparedness and response. Kenya has made significant progress in implementing International Health Regulations 2005. To strengthen minimum core capacities, Kenya has established Emergency Operations Center to coordinate disease outbreaks and other public health emergencies, established a zoonotic disease unit to coordinate implementation of a One Health approach and implement integrated disease surveillance system. This has led to timely reporting and response to outbreaks and other public health events. In addition, the country is also implementing the Global Health Security Agenda, which creates an opportunity to accelerate implementation of IHR. Mr. President, the incidence and mortality from non-communicable diseases and injuries is rapidly rising. This further strains our health systems. Kenya has embraced public-private partnership to supplement government funding on NCDs, and we are piloting integration of NCDs into primary care programs like HIV, TB, and maternal and child health to leverage their established infrastructure and the synergies. We are also exploring SYN taxes as a deterrent to tobacco use and other habits that drive NCDs. Finally, Mr. President, I reaffirm our commitment to the Sustainable Development Goals agenda and wish each delegation success as we seek to transform our world for good of all its citizens. Thank you.